In the United States, four people are dead and 16 others are injured after a soldier opened fire at the U.S. base at Fort Hood, Texas. The shooter opened fire on his fellow soldiers. U.S. Lieutenant General Mark Milley described what happened.
A soldier assigned to 13th Sustainment Command Expeditionary fired shots at individuals within the unit areas here, within the 1st Medical Brigade area, in the 49th Transportation Battalion area. The post immediately went into lockdown, and we have now lifted the lockdown as of about 30 or 45 minutes ago. Within 15 minutes, first responders from the military police and the emergency services responded to the scene, engaged the shooter, and the shooter is dead from a self-inflicted gunshot wound.
U.S. President Barack Obama expressed his condolences to the victims of this latest shooting at the U.S. military base at Fort Hood.
We're heartbroken that something like this might have happened again. And I don't want to comment on the facts until I know exactly what has happened. But for now, I would just hope that everybody across the country is keeping the families and the community of Fort Hood in our thoughts and in our prayers.
Fort Hood was the scene 4.5 years ago of another killing spree perpetrated by U.S. Army Major Nidal Hassan, in which 13 soldiers preparing to deploy to Afghanistan were killed and 30 others injured. I'm Chris Altieri.